Om Shanti. When's the last time you thought about how much you're being taken care of by God and how you're being taken care of? So I sat down the other day and I started making a list. And the insights that resulted from this list I found very beneficial. And that's what I'd like to share with you. So, for example, I saw that Baba has opened my intellect. He's opened my eyes. In other words, I now can see God, and more importantly, I can catch his signals from God direct to me. And that means I have his guidance, his directions for everything. This is a huge way of being taken care of. I've also seen that this yoga and gyan that he teaches are really like an armor, just as he said recently in a Murli, an armor against being colored by wrong company, whether it's the wrong company of my own thoughts, wrong thoughts, or the company of people around me who don't know about Srimat and aren't interested in knowing about Srimat or following it. I've seen how Baba's given me a place to rest my mind, really rest my mind, a place which can give real comfort to the soul. Nowadays, people would be spending so much time and energy and money trying to figure out a way to get away, to have a break. And often as not, they come back from that break more stressed than when they left. So this is not a small way of taking care of me, to provide me with a true place of comfort and rest. I've seen how I might not have a clue for what I should talk about in a class or a lecture, and very conveniently, Baba just drops an idea into my mind. I've seen how Baba can change my mood. If I'm feeling a little worried, a few seconds of remembrance, and there can be assurance and confidence again. If I'm feeling a little bit tired, like it's just been a long day or the task is beginning to feel too hard, few minutes of remembrance and I'm energized. I think a lot of people have this experience. Or if I'm feeling a little bit down, Baba uplifts me. He makes me happy. It's amazing how Baba cares about how we feel and is ready to shift us. And I've also seen how beyond being available to guide me or to shift a mood, there's just this availability altogether, as if he's always ready just to be there for me, to listen to me, sometimes even to entertain me. Beautiful way of taking care of me. And I've seen how altogether I think a lot less, and my thinking takes place on a much higher plane, and the same for my heart. A lot of those really awful, distressful feelings are gone. And in their place are a lot more of those kinds of feelings that everybody would want for their life. Such beautiful, varied ways of being taken care of. So the list could go on and on.
And actually, I think that if any of you were to sit down and make this list, you would notice a few favorite ones. For example, some of my favorites are, firstly, that he's adopted me. How's that for being taken care of? I've been given a new name, a new identity, roots, a family. And of course, I would have had all of these before throughout my many lifetimes, but none of them would have provided me with the same degree of stability or security and safety. Another favorite is that he doesn't let me get away with anything. After lifetimes of deceiving myself about my value, using titles and position, possessions to give myself value, while letting my behavior and the quality of my feelings or intentions go right down the drain, as if they don't matter at all in terms of what gives me value. So in front of Baba, all of those things just finish. He's making me an honest person. I really love that. And then also, and this is really a favorite, Baba's taking me out of these bondages of sorrow and enabling me to have relationships of happiness. This is incredible caring. It's really interesting how what the world calls a relationship, Baba doesn't use that word. He calls it a bondage of sorrow. And he says, that's all that we've got right now. No relationships, just bondages of sorrow. And then by teaching us the law of karma, not just teaching us, but enabling us to really experience the difference between good and bad, sanskaras and thoughts and feelings, and enable us to accumulate the good ones, I'm able to benefit from this law of karma instead of just suffer it. He's really enabled us to crawl out of the holes we dug for ourselves and the way we tried to use people to pull ourselves out of those holes. So relationships of happiness have begun again. And another favorite is how he's making me spiritually, financially independent, filling my coffers with treasures, as if he's opened up an account for me in some unlimited celestial bank in the sky, which is basically him, and how he's making available to me all that he has, all that he is. And in this way, he's just stopping that life of taking, which I had up to now. A lifetime of being a taker, which just created spiritual bankruptcy. So he's making me independent, the Raj Yogi, a self-sovereign. I feel so good. And connected to this, he's offering me such a high-paying job. After all, he's invited me to help him create heaven, which is enabling me to earn such an income, I'm not going to have to work for the next 2,500 years. That's really caring for another, isn't it? So we're definitely being taken care of fully, royally. Meaning, the real issue is, do I trust this? Do I trust it? Because I think that many of us, most of the time, probably don't. We probably don't trust it. Because there's been 2,500 years worth of using people for this job, taking care of me, and they've been less and less able to do this successfully. The result being my heart got layered with all sorts of negative feelings, like failed expectations, like needs not being met, hopes being dashed, lots of hurtful feelings in the heart, basically resulting in a loss of trust. Trusting that others could even understand my needs, let alone take care of them. And I think it's really important to understand this because this probably influences a lot our ability to trust Baba, to put ourselves in his hands, to hand ourselves over to him and let him take care of us. So it's an important awareness to cultivate that we are being taken care of by him, because I think this will help us increase the degree of our surrender. And it'll also help us cultivate that all-important feature of our Brahman journey, which is the ability to stay light. Because once we prove it to ourselves how much we are being taken care of, it becomes very easy to see how much Baba's taking care of every Brahman around me, the students, service companions, all the fellow travelers on this Brahman path. Meaning, I don't have to take care of them. I don't have to take care of them. Of course, up to a certain point, a healthy kind of caring is fine. We want to take care of others and we like to take care of others. But after 2,500 years worth of not being clear on the concept, it's so easy to cross a line on this, in which we worry about others. There's excessive thinking about others, excessive doing for others. I remember a story in which a senior was relating how a BK had come to her so distressed because the BK was saying that she'd been so good, so good, so good to this other BK. And yet this other BK was just responding with a lot of like hurtful feelings and disrespect. And the senior was saying to her, well, you know, it's good to be good, but why are you being so good to her? So it's like we definitely can cross a line. And in this being so good, we're really just creating dependencies, familiarity, and basically interfering with another person's right to experience God's care for the soul. But there's even more to all of this, because after I've been able to prove to myself how much God is taking care of me and how great is that care, and also how much he's taking care of absolutely every Brahmin around me, it's not difficult to see how actually God is taking care of everything. It's not just you, it's not just me, but it's everything. That at best, I'm in a partnership with the Master, the one who's getting everything done. But that essentially, it's all about him. In this last mile of the confluence age, which we're in now, it's really all about God and God's win. Meaning, we really need to let him get on with it. We need to get out of his way, because we are in his way when we lose our peace or we lose our happiness, often in the name of trying to take care of everything or everyone. We're in his way when we look at others and we comment and criticize and correct, or we comment, criticize, and correct situations and circumstances. Again, in the name of trying to take care of them. Because, in fact, we have only one thing that we have to take care of. And that is training ourselves to see him, to see all he's doing for me, all he is for me, to love him, to remember him alone and constantly. Because we have only one thing we have to be taking care of, and that is that our soul now begins to blossom, and that's what shows on our face, because that's what's going to reveal God to the whole family of humanity. And that's what this last mile is all about. That's it. That's all we have to do. It's all we have to take care of. Om Shanti.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care and nothing is going night. You just friend. To see you again.